dimensions. According to traditional narrations, there are 7 levels between the Earth and the orbital area of the Moon. This makes our current place of residence 7 layers underground. That is, the layer above us is the 6th, the one above that is the 5th, and so on until the Moon. This narration actually defines the layers of Earth's atmosphere. Beyond the atmosphere of the Earth, the first heaven in the sky is where the Moon is. The second is the orbital area of Mercury. The third corresponds to Venus, the fourth to the Sun, the fifth to Mars, the sixth to Jupiter, and the seventh to Saturn. Then comes the galaxies in the Milky Way, generally known as the throne Kursi. Beyond the solar system, the concept of locality extends to the galactic level. All other concepts and beings defined in religion are beyond the scope of locality on the dimensional basis. Essentially, the word cosmic denotes dimensionality, not to reference a location in the universe or a concept pertaining to the universe. Cosmic rays are not in regards to rays coming from space, but to the waves emitted by the beings in the dimensional depths in space, i.e., rays pertaining to lower dimensions. Hence, the term cosmic beings does not reference aliens or the jinn, but beings that live in the levels outside our dimension, known in religious terms as angels. What does dimensional mean? We only perceive an extremely limited section from an infinite array of existence as our material world based on our 5 senses. Our knowledge of life forms in our world compared to those outside our solar system is like a drop in the ocean. Life forms within our solar system and our scope of perception is nothing in respect to one higher or one lower dimension. The Rasul of Allah says, "Everything in the first heaven compared to the second is like a ring in the desert, and everything in the second heaven compared to the third is also like a ring in the desert, and so on until the 7th heaven." This hadith points to our place in the universe among infinite layers of existence. If you recall, after Gabriel squeezed, Muhammad was able to perceive other dimensions and their beings. All gnostics and intimates of reality mutually agree that the word heavens in religious texts actually refers to the stars within the galaxies. But this can only be discerned if the concept of dimensions is correctly understood. All perceived paradises and their life forms are not on the physical structure of these stars, but within their dimensional depths. Even the fact that hell is the sun is not in terms of its physical structure, but in respect to the lower dimension in which past spirits and the jinn reside. The perceiving of hell and its tenants by the people of hell while in their graves, as established through various hadith, is also due to perceiving the sun from the realm of the spirit. Surely before us, countless enlightened ones have observed these realities, which we've had the privilege to observe as the bounty of Allah. However, because the concept of dimensions was not known in the past, their observations and interactions with the other dimensions have been narrated symbolically and thus conceived as though it took place somewhere in space. My advice to someone who wants to develop himself is, even if you don't understand, at least don't deny. Just as we can't perceive the jinn, the martyrs or the spirits of saints around us, even though they share our world with us, we are unable to perceive the paradises and their life forms on other stars because they are in other dimensions within those stars. Yet out of ignorance and prejudgment, we deny their existence altogether. The same thing applies to the sun, which in reality is hell. Having explained the concept of worlds as the different dimensions of existence, let us now move on to the topic of Layfi Mahfuz and angels. From the dimension of pure consciousness, which encompasses the meaning denoted by the word energy, to the dimension of what we perceive to be matter and even higher matter, every dimension has a unique structure and conscious life forms. Every segment of existence, from the microcosms to the macrocosms, is a conscious segment of life, and each of them is perceived by their own life forms and those of one higher dimension. Layfi al-Mahfuz is the dimension of divine decree, and fate pertaining to the name compositions that constitute the world of multiplicity. It is the level of knowledge and consciousness, the manifestation of Allah's knowledge and ruling in the world of acts. Everything that pertains to the world of multiplicity has been formed by the particulars of this level. Nothing that is recorded and inscribed here is subject to change. The source of creation of all angels and life forms in dimensions beneath us and up to us is derived from here. Here, we are present as knowledge. Our design and program is determined at this level. Everything from pre-eternity to post-eternity is present as knowledge here. As for Gabriel, since Allah isn't a god in space who sends orders and commands, everything in the universe is formed through casualty. If we perceive the cause rather than the causer of the cause, we will inevitably accredit the seeming cause and claim it was because of this thing or that person, rather than saying it was Allah who gave and Allah who took. Allah is free, Ghani, from the worlds. That is, Allah is free from doing and causing. All such expressions are metaphoric. Yet, on the other hand, no matter which name is used, the one is who is named is always one of his name compositions. Thus, every action resulting from every unit of existence is tied to him via a rope of wisdom, as there is nothing else in existence other than him. In this light, the essence of the angel Gabriel is no other than the one. His meaning is a name, composition, and his structure is Nur, or energy. Because he is a conscious energy being, he can choose to appear in any form he desires, depending on the meaning he wants to transmit to the person via radio impulses. All but one form of Gabriel's appearances are those that he wants perceived. In terms of his origin, he's an abstract being free of a form. As such, the angel Michael, responsible for the distribution of sustenance, and Azrael, responsible for death and transformation, and Ishmael, whose task is in regards to the angels who are formed by the deeds of people, are all comprised of Nur. They are power, plus consciousness, beings. They all fulfill their duties via reading the Lafiyah Mahfuz. Gabriel, whose job is to direct those who are chosen as Nabi, has read the Lafiyah Mahfuz once and then notified Muhammad gradually. How did notification begin and why? Notification commenced with the first verses of the chapter Alaq and the experience of squeezing. But why was this necessary? Why did Gabriel squeeze Muhammad? Ahmed Hulusi, 1992.